"When the men of Chao see me in full flight," Han Sen said, "they will abandon their fortifications and give chase. This must be the sign for you to rush in, pluck down the Chao standards, and set up the red banners of Han in their stead." Turning then to his other officers, he remarked, "Our adversary holds a strong position and is not likely to come out and attack us until he sees the standard and drums of the commander-in-chief, for fear I should turn back and escape through the mountains." So saying, he first of all sent out a division consisting of 10,000 men and ordered them to form in line of battle with their backs to the River Tee. Seeing this maneuver, the whole army of Chao broke into loud laughter. By this time it was broad daylight, and Han Sen, displaying the commander's flag, marched out of the pass with drums beating and was immediately engaged by the enemy. A great battle followed, lasting for some time, until at length Han Sen, leaving drums and banner on the field, fled to the division on the river bank, where another fierce battle was raging. The enemy rushed out to pursue them and to secure the trophies, thus denuding their ramparts of men. But the detachment succeeded in joining the part of the army which was fighting with the utmost desperation. The time had now come for the 2,000 horsemen to play their part. As soon as they saw the men of Chao following up their advantage, they galloped behind the deserted walls, tore up the enemy's flags, and replaced them by those of Han. When the Chao army looked back from the pursuit, the sight of these red flags struck them with terror. Convinced that the Hans had got in and overpowered their king, they broke up in wild disorder, every effort of their leader to stay the panic being in vain. Then the Han army fell on them from both sides and completed the rout, killing a number and capturing the rest, amongst whom was King Ya himself. After the battle, some of Han Sin's officers came to him and said, "In the art of war, we are told to have a hill or tumulus on the right rear, and a river or marsh on the left front. You, on the contrary, ordered us to draw up our troops with the river at our back. Under these conditions, how did you manage to gain the victory?"